from the rector, who doesn't name himself, but it's Patrick Gilday. I have recently been updating the visitors boards in St Helen's Church and have been struck once again at just how remarkable it is that we worship in a church where Christians have prayed and sung their praises for well over 1,000 years. Although it's not known for sure whether there was a church on the site before King Offa of Mercia founded his church here in the late 8th century, it's quite likely that there was, and that it was founded by St Brinus. If that is the case, then our worship on Sunday mornings today stands in a long line of worship, going back about 1,350 years. For all that one hears about the decline of the church in the West in our day, albeit a decline that is more than being compensated for in the global South and the Far East, one of the things that the longevity of Christian worship in villages like ours demonstrates is the remarkable persistence of the faith. There have been wars, revolts, famines, plagues. Everything has been thrown at Benson over the past 1,350 years. But nothing has dislodged the patient prayer and faithful worship of that remnant of believers whom God has called to serve him in this place. Why? Because in spite of all the changes and chances of this fleeting world, to paraphrase one of our older prayers, God remains the same. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews put it like this in around 65 AD. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This grants us a remarkable perspective on everything that happens around us. If we remember that the changes and the variation that happens all around us are but blips in the eternal timescale of God, we will be better able to deal with them. On the other hand, if we forget God's unchanging mercy and peaceable stillness, we'll risk being thrown this way and that by everything that happens to us. We will feel constantly disrupted in every aspect of our lives. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews goes on to make one recommendation for his readers as a consequence of his observation that Jesus Christ is unchanging. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings, he writes. Hebrews 13, verses 8 to 9. You and I would do well to dwell less on what is new and changeable and urgent, and to focus our hearts instead on the unchanging goodness, love, and character of the God revealed in Jesus Christ. Sunday services take place in St Helen's Benson every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. In addition, 4 o'clock church meets on Sunday the 7th of June at 4 p.m. A said service of Holy Communion, according to the historic language of the Book of Common Prayer, takes place at 8:15 a.m. on Sunday the 21st. And Sanctuary, a new service of informal worship, meets on Sunday the 28th at 6 p.m. Sunday services take place in St Mary's U Elm every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Everyone is very welcome.